Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 210. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. And basically, we usually have two or three guys on the show, and we talk about apps, and we just, you know, see what's new in the Play Store and what's new on our devices, and hopefully give you guys some good app ideas. But we like to mix it up, like we've said before, and we mix it up double time this time. Not only, if you remember last week, I said, you know, we need to have more women on the show. This is, I don't want to be accused of being sexist or anything of the sort. We have to definitely get more women on the show, and then bam, out of nowhere, almost. Well, Eric did email them, but out of nowhere, I think we have one of the coolest women guests I think we could possibly have on the show. Joining us is Amanda Chaudhry from Smule. Smule being a top developer of Android apps. And apparently she's like a super genius slash musician slash Android developer. She just seems like she's really awesome. How you doing, Amanda?
I'm doing great. That's such a great introduction. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can't wait to talk about some Smule apps. I think we're first introduced by Eric. Let me introduce the other co-host now. Door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's going on, Door?
Hey, Steve. Another week down, another week of me in competition with my kids to see who can drive who crazier.
Who's winning?
I'm sad to say they are destroying me.
That's funny. And Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com is with us as well. What's up, Eric?
Oh, it's been a crazy week, man. I'm glad to be here. But I think I told you guys on Google Plus, I actually got shot by a BB gun on the way home from work the other day.
When you tell that story, just leave the BB gun part off. You just got shot.
Yeah, I got shot on the way home, walking, minding my own business.
What happened to you?
I was walking, minding my own business, and I got shot.
Where?
By BB gun.
And like,
no, it's no big deal. Really, better than like my car getting shot. That, you know, that's better.
Are you all right?
Oh yeah, I'm fine. I've been shot by a BB gun before. I knew what happened.
Now, did you find the sniper? Because apparently he got someone else too, right?
Yeah, no, we haven't found the sniper. I don't think they did. And he hit somebody's minivan, blew the window out of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, isn't that rotten? Well, they give these people games to play to keep them entertained so they don't have to do this stuff in real life. I don't know why they break out the Christmas toys in the middle of summer anyway.
I'm glad you're all right, man.
I'm fine. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for your concern, though.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Thank you, Eric. We have Eric to thank for bringing developers on the show these last few weeks. Eric is, I guess, our developer liaison, I guess we call him officially. And so thanks, Eric, for contacting Smule and, reaching Amanda and getting her on the show.
Yeah, I thank Smule and Amanda for joining us. I think it's going to be cool.
So, Amanda, tell us about Smule. What do you guys do?
Okay. I mean, what we do, it's kind of a mixture of things. So our mission is about connecting people through music. So we want people to create music. The fact that they do it through devices, like the Android devices we talk about in this show, is, you know, part of it. But it's also about sharing and collaborating with other people online that you may not have ever met before. Maybe halfway across the world.
Really?
So it's really the music creation and collaboration part, just for a general audience, is about what we do.
Very cool. Now, do you just do Android apps, or?
I do, but I mean, our company actually started out specifically as an iPhone app house.
Gotcha.
But,
gotcha.
Expanded.
Gotcha.
So we do iOS, we do Android, and we allow people to participate in our network through the web as well, without a mobile device.
Very cool.
So it's really about connecting people wherever they are.
Nice. Now, what do you do at Smule?
I head up the Android team here. So the team of engineers, we're working on several of our big apps, and we have those all running on Android at this point. So the main ones we're doing are Magic Piano, AutoWrap, and Sing Karaoke.
These apps are so fun. If you guys have not tried them, if Eric didn't expose you guys to these apps before, you have to check them out. Eric did an AutoWrap song and he sent it to me, and I thought it was amazing, to be honest.
Did you like it?
Yes. Yes, I said in the posting it was so awesome, and I capitalized it. I meant that. Amanda, tell us about what apps you have, and you know your favorites that you guys are creating.
Okay. All right. Well, those are the three that we're currently working on. The three that I mentioned: Magic Piano, AutoWrap, and Sing. It's hard to pick a favorite out of all of them. They each have their own unique things. Obviously, you know, I'm managing the teams for all three, so you don't want to play too much favorites.
I got you.
There is that. I personally, in terms of my own coding work, did the most on Sing. So did a lot of the low-level work to get that running and to try to keep that running on this platform. So Sing, help out with that.
I've never seen an app like Sing. Do you want to give a description of it? Or I could give my description of what I think it is. But it's probably better for you to give yours.
I'm curious to hear your description, and then I'll correct it.
Well, I haven't used Sing personally because I'm not a singer, but I watched the video, and I couldn't believe that basically you can play karaoke with yourself and then share it with another person, in, like in your video, and then they can sing along with you in the same karaoke song from across the world, like you said. Is that close?
That is pretty close. I mean, there's a few different levels of ways you can use this app. You can use it as a karaoke machine, essentially. We have a catalog of songs. You can pick one. You can sing along with it. And you can have a lot of fun doing that. You can share your recordings with friends. But sort of where the real power comes in is when you do what we call open calls. So you can sing part of a duet and put that out as an open call for other people to join you. And they may be people you know, they may be people you know through the app, or just people who see your open call and wish to join it. So, and then you can do large group recordings. I don't have the numbers on the largest ones we have right now, but you know, we've had, you know, a couple hundred people easily together.
Really? Singing the song in real time?
It's not in real time. You sing one at a time in each join parts. We haven't cracked the time travel problem yet for having people across the world sing in real time.
This is a question for karaoke. Say if like you're camping or something and you have like an external set of speakers, could you plug that into like your headphone jack and then sing karaoke through your device?
Yes, you can definitely do that.
So everybody could hear the music then and you?
Certainly. Nice. You can do that. It's going to be device dependent on, you know, like how that works with the jack and how that works with the microphone.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Probably if you were doing that, I would recommend one of those double ring things, which has both a microphone and a speaker connection in it. Even if it's not like the little headset you get when you buy your Android phone, you'd want a cable which has all three of those. And then, yeah, you set up a real mic and a couple speakers, and then, yeah, you should be set to go.
That's cool. I just got to say, this app alone makes me want to send Amanda a box of chocolates, because one of the ways I drive my children crazy is by incessantly nonstop singing to them. But I'm not good at making up songs. So if I can do record karaoke into my phone and then play it back anytime I want, that makes it effortlessly easy for me to drive them crazy.
Yeah. And actually another feature we have, which is probably great for driving your kids crazy, is you can do that. You can make your recording. We have what we call syncograms. So you can take those recordings, you can email them, text them, or use essentially anything that, you know, sorry, I'll wax technical for a moment, uses the sharing intent on Android. So you can essentially, you can just mess with anybody that way if you want to send them songs, including your kids.
That makes
and they're going to hate me already. Oh, my God.
They don't listen to the show.
Okay.
You know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Eric.
I just wonder, do you have an idea of how many songs are in your library for Sing?
I lose count of that. We're in the hundreds. I know our piano library is larger, but we have quite a bit to Sing.
Okay.
You know, it's limited by how fast we can get them cleared for licensing and how fast we can make them into the proper arrangements that we have.
Is that a pain in the butt, the whole licensing thing?
Well, you can imagine it's a pain in the butt. And I'm grateful that I don't know much about that. A good friend of mine at the company is in charge of that.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, I just generally stay away from the business and legal stuff and stick with engineering.
Yeah, leave the boring stuff for others.
Right. But yeah, so that's certainly the first challenge there. And obviously, I mean, there's a few different parts of what a song is. It's not just an audio recording. So if you open up the app and play it, you'll see that, you know, we show you your pitch lines and we show you how close you are to actually hitting it. Oh. So that's information we need to encode in the songs. And obviously, you know, like as in any good karaoke, we have the lyrics embedded as well. So we need to make sure those are synchronized and show up when you expect them to. So it's a mixture of those. It's kind of the pitch, the lyrics, and the backing audio. And obviously, we also mix in other people's parts if you're responding to an open call duet or a group.
I see. So you are really connecting everybody up. I didn't get that from the apps that I was trying. I was doing, I guess, like personal single player, I guess, whatever. I actually like Songify. I think that's pretty amazing. The song, first of all, is very cool. It's a fun song. And you could just, you just basically talk. Like, I love your guys' videos that you show for in the Google Play Store. Yes. They really do the job of like getting you sold on the app. Okay. And I was trying it earlier today and I was just like talking about my cats into the mic and it just made a killer song. Very catchy.
You mean the auto rap one?
No, Songify is like auto rap, but in song form. It auto tunes you. You don't have to sing anything. It just auto tunes the whole thing. And auto rap is the same way. What's that?
Yeah, it breaks it up and then, you know, like applies pitches to it. So it gives you that thing. But I really need to hear that. I am the biggest crazy cat lady. Although I only have one.
Yeah, I only have two.
Yeah, I have one, so she's really spoiled. But
I can imagine. One? What's her name?
Her name is Luna, and she is staring at us from off screen or off mic for those who are listening in.
Mine usually runs away when I talk into the mic. She doesn't know why I'm talking into this little black thing here, and she just gets freaked out.
Yeah, well, mine doesn't understand why I'm not talking to her. She might show up at some point.
That's awesome. I could talk cats all day. You guys are probably not liking that too much, though.
You too, Ken.
Let's see. What else can we ask Amanda here?
Well, I'll first say thank you, because these are really, in my opinion, out-of-the-box thinking styled apps, and they're apps that can really cross a lot of age barriers. I really do like the idea of that. I don't like super niche apps all the time, and I like being able to just have an app on my phone that a lot of people could take advantage of.
Well, thank you. That's really great. And I mean, obviously the whole team appreciates that. And we want people, all sorts of people, to be able to pick this up, interact with it immediately, you know, sing into it, play piano. Things really do transcend barriers like age and
The videos show that. I mean, anybody can pick these things up.
Right.
It was really interesting watching some of the YouTube videos of people using the Magic Piano and how good they get at it. Are you really good? Are you that good at Magic Piano?
I am not. I am not good at all. Our test team are amazing at it, as you might imagine.
Of course.
I am not that good at it. I think part of it for me, obviously, I'm distracted a lot of the time, but also I'm a pianist. And so I think if you play piano, it's a little bit tricky to adjust to Magic Piano.
Yeah.
It is designed to not be intimidating for people who don't play piano or are intimidated by the idea, like, oh my God, I've never taken music lessons. But, you know, that's not a barrier at all to playing any of our apps.
No, definitely not. But I'm the same way with Guitar Hero. I never wanted to play because I actually play guitar and I would feel like it would just be weird.
Yeah, but for those of us who've had, you know, like I guess decades of, you know, classical and jazz training, it's there's a barrier on the other side.
Super quick question. All your apps are free. They all have some type of in-app purchasing. Can I ask what kind of things are available through that in-app purchase?
Sure. Well, actually, all of our apps at this point are subscription-based. So when you subscribe and become a VIP through those, then you get access to the full catalog in Sing and Magic Piano. And in AutoWrap, you get access to the full catalog of beats from which to work.
How much does it cost?
Oh God, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I can probably look it up.
No, nah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Unfortunately, I'm already subscribed, of course, so yeah. I'm not going to get the incentive for that.
You're a VIP.
But it is actually, I mean, I should say a little bit more. We call that Smule Pass because if you say subscribe through Magic Piano, you get all the apps through that. You get AutoWrap and Sing. Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
That is.
Yeah. So really, really, we want people to be on the network and sharing. So, and regardless of what your port of entry is, if you're into playing instruments or you're into singing.
And how's that been going?
I think that's been going really well. Definitely, subscription has worked really well for us. Obviously, I can't give you numbers on that, but. You know, definitely the idea of, you know, like having this entry where people can get into our catalog no matter how large it grows. And the piano one is large. That's over 1,000.
Wow.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
How long does it take to move a song from a song to, like, say, Magic Piano for you guys to do all the work?
I think it takes, I mean, it's definitely going to take several weeks of work on that. We have a team which is dedicated to that process. It's our content team. And so they do the things from, you know, the licensing stuff that we talk about to then, in that case, doing the arranging for it. So, and that's real arranging like you would do for any musical thing, like for a commercial or for a movie. And then, you know, formatting it, getting it into the app. And obviously songs have to be tested and QA'd to make sure they're working.
Right.
So it's definitely an involved process, but, you know, we've gotten pretty good at pipelining that.
Okay.
And, you know, that team works really hard to get tons of songs into the app.
Very cool. Yeah. I mean, it seems like the libraries you guys offer is very good. The polish on each of the apps seems to be very high. So dare I ask, do you have anything coming in the future that we can look forward to?
Oh God, I wish I could tell you about that.
Come on. That's what I was going to ask too. We need to have an exclusive. We want an exclusive.
Right.
No, you come back and do an exclusive too.
I'd love to. This is great.
It's cleared.
I mean, definitely, I guess the way I would say it is, you know, as we said at the start, the big thing right now is the connection. And so look for more things allowing people to connect with one another. That's, I think, where we'll see that. So if you're already a subscriber or you're already a casual user of our apps, you should see more things there to get with other people. I mean, certainly we want to do more things like the Sing Jam, which we do, which... if you play Magic Piano, allows you to play piano, be the accompanist for a singer from our Sing app.
She's giving us hints.
So I made the AutoWrap song, and I you guys make it so easy to share that with other people. I didn't want to put it out to the public until I got it vetted by these two blokes here, but I think the response has been great, so I might have to go public with it now.
Sharing
it to Google Plus was easy. And oh, by the way, the subscription is $4.99.
Okay. Thanks.
That's fair.
Now, is Eric allowed to, like, release that under his DJ name and, you know, make money off of that rap song now?
That's an interesting question. Essentially, I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a content lawyer, so I can't really speak to that. I mean, certainly we allow you to release it through, obviously, through Google Plus. And, you know, whatever happens there is out of our hands.
I see.
Is the way I would say it. You know, we do that. We hope your Google Plus friends love you for doing that and don't and don't D plus you, I guess.
D plus.
I don't know. What is the verb for Google Plus use?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but I like D plus.
D-circle you?
Minus you?
D-circle. That should be it.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask a question. A lot of people who do these kind of apps, they try to do some kind of tracers, some kind of stats on how their shares are going. Do you know if you guys do any type of tracking on how many times that your songs do get shared? Because I would imagine at least once in a while, somebody very popular or a singer themselves might actually share something that they make in the app just for fun.
I mean, obviously, we're very interested in that. We're interested in seeing how people use the app and share the app. And we disclose all of what we do with that. And actually, we do partner with some artists, mostly with emerging artists, and have, you know, like, and try to have them release songs in the app.
Awesome.
so that people can sing with, you know, with them. And they even sometimes come in and if someone makes a duet on their song, they'll pop into the app and sing along with them, which obviously, you know, makes the open caller really stoked, especially if they're a total fan of that.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
We want some more of that.
We really want more of that. We love when those sorts of interactions happen.
That's really amazing. Mm-hmm.
I got a teenage daughter, and she wanted me to ask how you guys came up with the name Smule.
That's an interesting question. I mean, the company is already old enough that that's kind of like lost in mythology to a certain degree. Here's my take on it from everything which I have heard. The name early on was Sonic Mule.
Oh, okay.
Shortened to Smule.
Yeah,
and the somewhat apocryphal story that we use, and it's the one that I like, is that it comes from the Isaac Asimov Foundation series, where you know, like, if you read that series, one of the big characters is the mule.
Oh, I see.
Right. Definitely worth checking out at some point. how that absolutely relates to what we do is not entirely clear, but you know, definitely I think that was something how it came through our founders to where it is today.
That's cool. That's a good story.
Right.
Awesome. Well, guys, I think we're about to wrap it up. You have any final questions for Amanda?
All right. No, I'm going to have to share. I think I'm going to have to share the, our song that we have on the auto wrap. And basically, for anybody who's listening, how easy it was to do. Basically, we've got a what is that app you made?
Soundboard.
A soundboard. Yeah, I took our soundboard and I just hit a few random things that we used to say on the show a while back and threw it into the auto wrap. And turkey, was it Turkey Burgers? was the free one?
That's the free one we have. Yeah, Turkey Burgers.
That's it. The turkey burgered it up and
and he's releasing it under the manager. You can find it on iTunes and Beatport and Amazon. No, I'm just kidding. I thought it was awesome though. So yeah, you guys who are listening to the show, you might like it. I think it's me, Eric, Sean, and Doors voice in there. There's some Empty the Tanks. There's all kinds of stuff. Amanda, thanks a bunch for coming on. It was really good talking to you.
Thank you. It's been great. Let's do it again.
Absolutely. And anyone listening, go to the Google Play Store, type in Smule, see the apps they have, download them all, and just have tons of fun, because that's what they are. You don't have to have any skills. I mean, you do have to get good if you want to do the piano thing, but as far as like Songify, and you just talk into the thing and it makes a cool song out of it. It's really, really fun stuff. All right.
And you do, well, you got to have some for the karaoke sing. You got to have some singing talent.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm aiming high. That's what I'm going to try to do.
Well, thank you everybody for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it and see you next time.